Yes, it was underneath work. I never paid much attention to that part. I could have done that. I could tell when it wasn't running right, but I didn't know what to do for it.
Or did you ever get mad at them because they got the inside all slopped up?
No, I don't remember that ever happened. What do you call this job you're doing? What is it?
This is the Linguistic Atlas of Oklahoma. Doesn't that sound good?
We've had a young man here for about 2 months. I guess he's doing geographic work. He's from, I believe he's attending the University of Illinois.
Well, he's down here.
And he's been here, I guess, for 2 months doing some kind of geographic work. He goes out every day and comes in and looks like he's burnt up almost.
He's got his words all crazy.
Huh?
His college bridge is all crazy. They're just banning there on these cottages, keeping sending this out.
Sure.
Well, that's all right if they can put it open.
No, what this does, here, I'll stop at this point.
Austin's a little over 75.
Is he? Well, I know he's just a little bit of a boy at that time. He just told somebody, like I'm telling him, a lot of stuff here, and they wrote that up. He didn't write that himself.
Well, this won't be that sort of thing. This, for example, when I was talking about the car, I wanted to know what you'd say here. So what would you say this is? How would you pronounce this?
Well, I pronounce that grease here, of course. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they call it oiling the car.
Mm-hmm.
Or I've heard them speak about greasing the car.
Mm-hmm. And how about this? If you get that stuff all over you, you say he's awfully
greasy.
Greasy?
I guess so. Yes.
Mostly in this area, you find greasy.
Well, greasy.
No, don't change it.
You don't have it.
See, it's important that I get a natural pronunciation here. Sometimes there are patterns for these things, and I'm trying to find patterns. Let's see now. You mentioned the inside of the tire, the tube. Now,
inner tube, yes.
In some places, what did you say it was?
Inner tube was what I was saying.
Some places they say tube. And I'm interested where people say tube and where people say tube. And do you call that board a teeter-totter or a seesaw?
Well, we always called it a seesaw when I was a youngster.
And up around Ponca City, I think they call it a teeter-totter.
Well, that may be the proper name.
No, either one. It's just a regional pronunciation.
I was reading in the paper there too about scotch hawking. Again, you know, scotch hawk.
Oh.
We always call it, when I was younger, called it school hawking. At school, we were school hawking. But then, scotch hawking, I don't know.
I always called it hopscotch.
Hopscotch.
I thought I knew what a scotch hopper was. I was sitting here studying about that. Scotch and a hopper.
Yeah. Well, they have a square in a way that it's the regular form pad. And in the paper, I know it's where the article I was reading the other day, but we just get out and hop, you know, we go to school hopping.
Let's see, I think you're probably about to eat, aren't you?
I don't know. What time is it?
4:20.
Well, they don't eat at 6.